Introduction. Thesis proposal. Cumin was a brilliant and funny student who lived in a busy college town. Everyone liked him because he was always coming up with cool ideas. But there was one thing that was really stressing him out. His thesis proposal. It was a rainy afternoon, and Cumin was stuck staring at a blank computer screen. He had to write a paper about anything he wanted, but he couldn't think of a single thing. Feeling lost, he decided to ask his favorite teacher, Professor Stewart, for help. Professor Stewart's office was like a magical place filled with books and the smell of old papers. Cumin was a little nervous, but he knocked on the door and went inside.
"Hey, Cumin, what can I do for you?"
Professor Stewart asked with a big smile. Cumin told Professor Stewart how worried he was about his thesis proposal. "I don't know where to start," he said. Professor Stewart just laughed. "Don't worry," he said. "Let's figure this out together." And with that, they started looking for ideas on a big shelf full of books.
Cumin asked, "But where do I even begin?"
"Think of your thesis proposal writing as a roadmap for your big research adventure," he began. "It's like planning a road trip. You know where you want to go, but you need a detailed plan to get there. Your proposal is your guidebook. It tells everyone where you're headed, why it's crucial, and how you're going to get there. It's your chance to show off your knowledge, set some boundaries for your project, and figure out what you'll need to make it happen,"
he explained further step by step.
How to write a thesis proposal. Step 1. Lay the groundwork for your thesis proposal. It will help you in writing a thesis proposal if you establish a solid foundation for your research. While the thesis proposal is a crucial document, it shouldn't be your starting point. Instead, focus on these preliminary steps. You should explore your chosen topic thoroughly. Moreover, it will give you a comprehensive understanding of your topic. Try to structure your research question or hypothesis clearly. It is vital to have access to necessary data, materials, as well as equipment. You should outline the approach and steps you'll take to answer your research question. If applicable, mention the project's financial requirements. Key to remember, utilize your knowledge of the field and identify research gaps.
The structure of a thesis proposal is crucial
for effective organization. However, the specific requirements may vary between universities. The following structure provides a solid foundation. 1. Abstract. It is a concise summary of the proposal. Moreover, it highlights the research question, methodology, and expected outcomes. 2. Introduction. This section provides context for the research. It also clearly states the research problem or question and outlines the proposal's objectives. 3. Literature review. Firstly, work on available information and do a literature search relevant to your topic to utilize your field knowledge. On the other hand, try to identify gaps in the literature and explain how your research will fill those gaps. 4. Thesis or project statement. You should clearly articulate your thesis statement or research's central argument. 5. Research methodology. Mention your research design, data collection methods, and analysis techniques, which are imperative. 6. Potential outcomes. Write the expected findings and their significance. 7. Limitations. Write potential constraints or limitations of the research and explain how you will address them. 8. Contributions to knowledge. Discuss how your research will advance the field of study. 9. Proposed dissertation chapters. Last but not least, it is advisable to provide a tentative outline of the chapters in your dissertation. Important tip: use a digital or physical calendar to mark all important deadlines. Want to leave your readers impressed? Our guide on how to write a conclusion will show you how to do it. Step 3. The writing plan. It is vital to make a plan before you write a thesis proposal. As a result, it will ensure a cohesive and organized presentation of your ideas. Let's discuss how you can plan.
1. Outline.
It involves listing the main points you'll discuss in your thesis. Moreover, you can divide your main points into smaller subpoints to ensure a logical flow of ideas.
2.
Make visuals, if required.
If your thesis requires visual aids, such as charts, graphs, or diagrams, prepare them in advance. It's essential that your visuals are clear and relevant to your arguments.
4. Research methodology. Describe the methods or techniques you'll use to gather and analyze data.
Also, explain why these methods are perfect for your research question.
5. Data explanation. Discuss what the data means and how it relates to your research question. If you want to attract your professor, start with a strong opening that hooks the reader.
Secondly, write the problem clearly that you're solving. 7. Draw conclusions. Clearly state the conclusions you will be drawing based on your findings. 8. Write an abstract. Write a brief overview of your entire thesis. Mention the research question, methodology, main findings, and conclusions. 9. List your references. You should acknowledge the work of others that you've referenced in your thesis. Use a consistent citation style, e.g., APA, MLA, to format your references for an academic look. 10. Budget. It is vital to mention the project's financial needs. It also includes expenses, funding sources, and budget tracking. Step 4. Write the thesis proposal. Thesis proposals are often written in a formal style. That's why it sets them apart from many other types of proposals. However, despite any formalities, be sure to keep things simple. It's common to avoid writing from a first-person point of view in order to maintain a sense of objectivity as well as scientific impartiality toward the subject. Professor used to be stricter about writing rules, but things have changed. It's okay to use I and me more often now, especially when it's essential for people to know your opinion. This is usually seen in the beginning parts of papers where the writer explains what they want to do. However, not everyone agrees on this, and there's still a lot of discussion about it. Take the time to clarify formalities with your administrators and advisors before selecting a specific writing style. The rules surrounding this will vary depending on your institution. Step 5. Polish your thesis proposal. A flawless thesis proposal is your ticket to research success. Editing and proofreading isn't just a task. Definitely, it's a crucial step towards credibility and impact. Essential proofreading techniques. Read aloud. This helps identify awkward phrasing, grammatical errors, as well as inconsistencies. Take breaks. Try to step away from your proposal for a period. As a result, you can review your proposal from a fresh perspective. Peer review. Seek professional feedback from peer review services to catch oversights. Editing services. If you invest in professional editing services, they can help you submit a polished and error-free thesis. Professor Stewart leaned forward and, hey, don't get confused. You're up for it. Just take it one step at a time. Moreover, there are a few extra things you can do to give yourself a head start on your thesis. It's like having extra weapons to help you win the research battle. Key considerations. You should discuss all aspects of the thesis with your advisor. It also includes length, formatting, citation style, and any specific guidelines. Try to familiarize yourself with the department's expectations for thesis structure and content. You should pay attention to font type, size, spacing, margins, and page numbering. Determine the required citation style, APA, MLA, Chicago, etc., and adhere to it consistently. You should understand that writing is a cyclical process. Indeed, it involves constant editing and rewriting. Plan to allocate time for both writing new content as well as revising existing sections. Be open to changes in your approach as your understanding deepens. Stay focused on your original research question to prevent the thesis from becoming overly broad. It is vital to write a clear and concise statement of purpose. Also, define your research goals and objectives. You should double-check all references before submission to ensure correctness. Utilize project management tools such as Gantt charts, Kanban boards, or digital calendars. It can help visualize tasks and deadlines. Kuman thanked his professor for giving insights on thesis proposals and asked a final question. How long should a thesis proposal be? That's a great question. Kuman. While there's a general range, the length of your thesis proposal can vary quite a bit. It depends on a few things. Your field of study. Some disciplines require more detailed proposals than others. The specific requirements of your university or department. Guidelines may be outlined in your program handbook. The complexity of your proposed research. Larger scale projects may necessitate longer proposals. Generally, thesis proposals range from 500 to 3,500 words, approximately 1 to 7 pages. Human, Professor Stewart concluded, leaning back in his chair, writing a thesis might seem daunting. But with the right approach, it's definitely achievable. Remember, it's a journey, not a sprint. Break it down into smaller steps, and don't be afraid to ask for help from a professional company such as journal publisher. Most importantly, enjoy the process. You're about to start an intellectual adventure that will challenge you, grow you, and ultimately shape your future.